Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Sorry about the delay. A call came in, and I, right at the beginning of the show, welcome to Cluster Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and please, my apologies. Right when the show was beginning, someone called in telling me that a missing item of theirs had been located. And I'm like, I'm beginning my podcast. I cannot talk right now. So thank you for tuning in to Cluster Shock Entertainment Reports. This is a new year. 2020 is here. Yay. Super, super excited. I know I'm a New Year's resolution person and resetting goals. I remember there was a time, though, I would say, well, I'm not really setting any new resolutions, just continuing to work on things. Because anyway, any time of the year, we can start, like, whenever we feel like it, right? But one thing about it, I love the transition from one year to a new year. I pray to see many, many, many more new years begin. But 2020 should be an awesome year. I'm sure it's going to be filled with a lot of excitement. I pray we see more good things and we see more good news than bad news or negative things. But again, Happy New Year to worldwide listeners and supporters, and my apologies for that. We're beginning. We set up a new intro song, so those of you that love to send me music, please send me some amazing music. Email me at Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Repeat. Culture Shock Inc. underscore Beth at yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENT underscore Beth at yahoo.com. You also can email me at my personal name, Miss Bethany, M-S, Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, C. Williams at gmail.com. Yeah, you know, just for that backup. Also, DM me on Facebook. Culture Shock Entertainment Reports have a page. Also on my Bethany Williams page and throughout social media on Instagram, Beth Entrepreneur, and I'm on Twitter. I'm Beth Williams, and also I do have Culture Shock Entertainment Twitter account also. So just a big shout out to all of my friends and loved ones that I've known all my life, to my friends throughout the social media world. Working on, thank you for your patience, definitely working on getting the shows, because the Shark Entertainment Reports and my other podcasts, back to a full-fledged schedule. Cousin Linda is looking forward to coming on the show. Even I would love to have Ridge Roughneck on the show this morning. And even my guy Terry, he's excited to not only for us to post more pictures and videos on our social media accounts, but he's looking forward to coming on the podcast. The other day, he asked me, well, you know, how's your schedule for your podcast and so on? But definitely working on getting back into a full-fledged show where guest co-hosts will be a part of the show. We'll be on location at different places also, and you can call in and also chat. That's one thing that I miss. I miss the chat room also. We had so much fun, right, in the chat room. And thank you to those of you that worldwide that do message me. Some of you like to call me on Messenger, on impromptu phone calls. You guys know I can't answer random calls. But sometimes for those that I'm very familiar with, and we talk ahead of time, and we may set up a call or a section, you know, we do that, right? So that's another reason why I can't wait to get the show back to a full-fledged schedule for the shows. And thank you, blogtalkradio.com, for staying supportive since 2011. Since Moisture 21st, 2011, 9 years. I can't believe the show has been on for 9 years, right? It started in 2011, and now it's 2020. My mom was one of my biggest supporters and fans of the show. And a big shout out to those of you that have ever been a part of the show. I mean, we're a team, so ever been a part. If you just listen for 2 minutes, thank you. And those of you that have been listeners since the beginning, and those of you that have been guests and looking forward to being guests again and guest co-hosts, thank you. And those of you that have been waiting, like Sean Alexander Hamilton, he's been looking forward to coming on to talk about his books, his amazing books regarding romance, regarding money, regarding how to elevate our lives. Can't wait to talk with him. I've read two of his books, and he has new books, you know, evolving and elevating. One Seth, so excited for him to be a guest on the near future. And again, Terry's excited to come on the show. Just a big shout out, Timok. I caught some of your Facebook overnight, and that's one thing I miss about you on social media, Timok. I hope you're listening. Your health and fitness tips. That's someone I've always wanted to be a guest on the show. So Timok, not only he's an amazing martial artist and actor, you guys know The Last Dragon, but he gives amazing advice regarding health and fitness. Also Adonis, can't wait for him to come on. Marcus Patrick and his wife, cannot wait for them to be guests on the show to talk, just living the good life. And a big shout out to my friend Orlon White and his wife, Amanda White. Love them so much. We're working on some amazing projects right now. And we first met when during the Crossroads Film Festival a few years ago, when he submitted a couple of videos, and his artists were chosen because they were amazing videos that he had directed. And so we not only became peers, but have become friends, and we're partnering up on some projects. So big shout out to Orman and Amanda White, and this is just amazing. So New Year's resolution. Once we have some NFL coaches that are looking not only for new resolutions, but new jobs, right? You guys know I have mixed emotions about the Cowboys. I know so many people have been asking Jerry Jones, please fire Coach Jason. But then I'm like, I'm a big supporter of Coach Jason, but I knew this day was coming. I was fearful a few weeks ago, and I thought Jerry Jones was going to immediately like terminate him after one of those games, because it just looked like he was going to do that, but he didn't. But a Reg Roughneck and I, we had talked earlier this week, and I was wondering, did Coach have a chance, or were they going to terminate some of the staff? And then right before the show, I was doing some research on which coaches have been fired, which ones are safe, because there are a few coaches that people thought were going to get the pink slip, but they say they're safe. So for now, they're safe for, I guess, they're safe. Black Monday have passed, and I guess, you know, after some meetings and so on, the heads, you know, really make the determination, but I guess they're safe for this season. So they definitely have to do their part, though, of doing spring training and preseason, and definitely at the beginning of the year, football season of 2020. But head coaches that have been let go, Freddie Kitchens of the Cleveland Browns, Pat Shurmur of the New York Giants, the DMs that have been released, of the Cleveland Browns, John Dorsey, and also Bruce Allen with the Redskins. And then, of course, back in October, the Redskins lost their coach, Jay Gruden. And, of course, Carolina, which I'm looking at their record, and big shout-out to Cam Newton and his team and everybody with the Carolina Panthers, because really I am a longtime Cam Newton fan. Really, I thought he was going to go to the Cowboys when he was drafted. If you guys look back at the draft day, what colors did Cam Newton have on? He had on Cowboys colors. He had on blue and what, silver, like gray. And that's who I thought he was going to get drafted to. But, you know, he's good with the Carolina, but they do not have a coach anymore. You know, here in the state of Mississippi, we have a new Ole Miss coach, and also they have hired a couple more new assistant coaches also for Ole Miss. So we have Kiffin now, so which that is good. So congrats to Ole Miss and to their new coach and his coaching staff that they're getting together. But that's what's going on with the NFL coaches. And then there are names of those coaches that some people thought were going to get terminated and get that pink slip, but they didn't. So big shout out to the NFL. And then also, well, there's more news that we can I'll talk about, and hopefully we can have a group talk on hopefully the next broadcast. Something's going on with my laptop. I thought it would be functioning properly like last week, a couple weeks ago, but I still need to get some work done, so that's why we're not interactive this morning either. It's still a commentary style of broadcast. So I just wanted to touch base, give an update, and you also can catch a broadcast of Springer, of Culture Shock Entertainment Presents on Springer. Also, Culture Shock Entertainment Live Presents right here on Blog Talk Radio, where we're discussing the history of our favorite holidays and why we love those holidays so much, and why they are so popular and money makers also. But when I think about all these holidays that we love so much, they unify us. They bring us together for special reasons, important reasons, to continue traditions and also to start our own traditions. So that's one thing about the history of our favorite holidays, and also why they are so popular and why they bring in so much money too. So, wow. So you might can hear me sipping my hot tea. I love tea and hot chocolate and coffee and all that. But I will not talk on and on. I made my notes on the sports, so coaches, there are a lot of things we need to talk about. And the next show, this is Friday, the next show for Coach Shock Entertainment Report will air Sunday, where we will talk all things the new year, sports, trends is happening. Do have a show scheduled for Saturday for Culture Shock Entertainment Live Presents. Do have a show scheduled for Saturday. So you look at the schedules, you'll see the Springer show probably would do a pop-up show over the weekend. If not today, you'll catch a over the weekend pop-up show with the Springer, and then you can find it on Spotify. One great deal about my Springer show, not only can you catch it at the Springer website and on my pages, but then also I have a situation going on with Spotify, and you can also look for Culture Shock Entertainment Presents on Spotify and listen to a previous podcast there. And then also my new podcast will go directly there. And also to my YouTube channel, Culture Shock Entertainment. My Springer podcast goes there also. So again, my email address, CultureShock, KultureShockent underscore Beth at yahoo.com. Let me repeat. Don't you hate it when people just say something one time and don't repeat it for you? KultureShockent underscore Beth at yahoo.com. I've been posting some awesome watch parties regarding setting goals, regarding New Year's resolutions, and a lot of other cool off things, even like Prince watch parties, you know. But really, when it comes to a new year, a new beginning, even if you're not setting New Year's resolutions or setting new goals, just, hey, I'm doing good. I'm just going to, if it's not broke, don't need to fix it attitude. Tony Robbins, one thing that some advice he has shared that I really like is if you're dealing with anger or you're dealing with fear, always take yourself to a place of gratitude. And I know I watched a demonstration where he asked the participants in one of his events to put both their hands over their heart. You know, just like chill and think about gratitude. Think about what one is grateful for. The simple things of life or the big things of life, everything that you're grateful for. One point that Tony Robbins made in this video is that it's impossible for gratitude and fear, gratitude and anger, to be in the same place at once. So when we think of gratitude, and when we think of what we're grateful for, that chills us in. When we think of gratitude and being grateful and what we're thankful for, it like pushes that anger, that fear, whatever it may be, out of the way. And relaxes us and calms us and puts us in a state of gratitude, a state of being optimistic. Even as I talk about this, even my own being is feeling like remarkably, like better. So that's something to think about, regardless of what type of goals you are setting or goals that you're sticking to, that you've been doing good anyway, don't need to a new year to even start a new goal. But that's something that's good for us to all do in the morning, in the middle of the day, when we're feeling overwhelmed, in the evening time, whenever. Take ourselves to a state, a place of gratitude. Place both hands over our hearts and think about gratitude and gratefulness. And you know, I bet that technique prevents a lot of heart attacks and high blood pressure going shooting up or anything, quick temper. The way the crime is here in Jackson, Mississippi, my goodness, everybody needs to start doing that. I bet it'll work. People need to start practicing that. But so this is a beautiful city. I know maybe I shouldn't have said it. Well, it's the truth. But big shout out to everybody, though, here in the city of Jackson. That's where I am, you guys. And also a big shout out to all my friends and family in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Tacoma, and Oklahoma, and my family in Minneapolis, Shelby J. I know you guys had an awesome time at Paisley Park, and Tyka Nelson and Austin Douglas and Prince family and all, and those that traveled to Minneapolis up for the New Year's Eve party. I mean, $20 at Paisley Park. That right there was unbelievable. $20? Most New Year's Eve parties at just small venues weren't $20, huh? So a big shout out to the Purple Army out there, and all the listeners. Number one, I'm looking at my stats overnight. U.S., U.K. I want to put it in the correct order. China, Kenya, and Morocco. Top five countries that listen to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Of course, U.S. I'm a native, of course, U.S. I don't even have a passport. I'm planning to get one real soon. Cousin Linda's a worldwide traveler, and I had planned to get a passport long ago. When I was offered a job to work in England, like 30 years ago, when I was like 20, I'm 51 now, when I was working with Fashion Fair, and turned down a job to train with Fashion Fair in England at one of their prestigious places, probably was Harrods, and I turned it down because I was in school. I was like, well, I'm in school, and I'm doing this with Fashion Fair. I really want to go to England, but I'll probably go soon. Haven't been yet, but still, thank you, UK, for being like a top supporter. Peter Cook, looking forward to you coming back on the show, and I loved it. And my late mom loved it when Ebony Empress, Sandra Rodney, and I would do our summer cast together. Awesome time. So big shout out to the royal family. Also, you guys know I'm a royal watcher. So U.S., U.K., China, Kenya, and Morocco. Top five visitors to Culture Shock Entertainment Report, listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So thank you guys, and thank you to everybody in small villages, little towns, and big cities. Those of you that live in, those of you from homeless friends to my friends that live in castles and mansions, thank you for your support and your love. We all are in this together. Sending prayers out to our world leaders and all. So thank you so much for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So I believe the show turned into a show of gratitude. And again, the next Culture Shock Entertainment live present show will be on Saturday, and then on Sunday, I will schedule a Culture Shock Entertainment Report show so we can talk all things the new year and also talk about sports. Okay, well, God bless and love you guys. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. God bless.